This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nike reports profits after the markets closed today. With a brand that powerful, I don't think I need to mention what Nike does for a living, but it is looking to reduce its reliance on retail stores in favor of selling shoes, shorts, and shirts directly to consumers. Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk reports.
Retail bankruptcies and store closures have hurt Nike's already sluggish sales. Wedbush analyst Christopher Spezia says Nike wants fewer middlemen.
It's just a laundry list of retailers that are closing space. This is just Nike trying to control a little bit more of their own destiny.
Nike is slashing 2% of its workforce and will focus on selling through its own website and Nike stores. Plus, Goldman Sachs reports Nike will soon sell directly on Amazon. Spezia says right now you can buy their products there, but not from Nike itself.
You have third-party resellers selling a substantial amount of Nike product with no pricing integrity.
A pair of Nike VaporMax running shoes costs $190 in stores. Average price on Amazon, about $300. Andrew Burns at D.A. Davidson says, look at Under Armour, Adidas, Lululemon. All have direct-to-consumer strategies.
And it's one of the fastest growing components of their business.
Who loses? Maybe Foot Locker, Finish Line, and Dick's Sporting Goods. They saw shares tumble on news that Nike wants to just do it itself. I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.